Hallelujah. Before we hear the word of God today, our sister will sing for us. My beloved wife, daughter, will sing for us. Pray the clouds away. That is the title of this, the hymn. Hallelujah. Be seated.
This is the song the Lord laid in my heart to sing this morning. And this song has to do with what the Lord has for us this year. The devil will want to do some things to make you believe or just submit, thinking God is not going to do anything. They are just saying what they want to say. This song says, pray. You have to pray for the miracles to begin to come. Praise the Lord. Pray the clouds away. Amen. It goes thus. When you hear the thunder booming, when you see the lightning flash, and the castles you have built are calling with a crash. When everything around you seems to crumble to decay, you can just arise in praying. You can pray the clouds away. Pray the clouds away. The dreary clouds, so dark and grim. Pray, believing the promise of His word. Clouds are like the snow when shine. The sun, they almost go. Pray until you pray, and you will pray the clouds away. When oh Satan keep tormenting, telling you a lot of lies, then again it seems the shadow comes to veil your shining sky. When he laughs at all your sickness and he mocks you as you pray, once again just are in praying, you will pray the clouds away. Pray the clouds away. The dreary clouds, so dark and grim. Pray, believing. They almost go. Pray until you pray, and you will pray the clouds away. When the lost have forgotten you, when the poor forms and the terrors keep appearing on the view, Just remember, dear old David, that from that age he said, I've not seen the just forsaken, nor his children begging bread. Pray the clouds away, the dread cloud, so dark and gray. Pray, believe the promise of his word. Cloud
this prayer for you and for myself too. This is Numbers chapter 4. The Lord woke me up one day like that. Three times he did it. Numbers chapter 4 verse 26 to 27. Verse 24. And this is service of. Let me check my own Bible. It appears I'm not. That scripture has to do with God. God bless you. Oh, 6:24. Okay. Chapter 6. Okay, I'm sorry. It's chapter 6, verse 24. And the Lord bless thee. The Lord bless you and keep you. And the Lord make his face shine upon you. What is the next verse, please? Oh, that one was gracious. Go back to 25. And the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto you. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Either the devil likes it or not. In the name of Jesus. I want to start by the grace of God, my teaching today with Jeremiah 32:27. Behold, I am the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Let me ask the congregation. Is there anything too hard for God? Okay, let me start. I'll give you this testimony. Because I'm going to give a teaching about prayer. Because last time I took my teaching from Isaiah 28. Now, this testimony, it shook me and it blessed my life. Archbishop Idausa had a 3 days meeting and it was wonderful. Healing, miracles, signs and wonders. On the third day, when we were concluding in the gallery over there, if you have been to Faith Arena, you understand what I'm trying to describe now. As they were rejoicing, a lady fell from that place and bust her head. And that's like, keep reading the other activities they have. Everybody were crying. They were praying, were crying. At that time, Apostle Suleiman was in the choir. So he came down when he saw people were crying. The head wore pieces, everything scattered. I also keep reading. They were wondering why. So at the end, when he finished reading, he started going. He said, everybody clear the way. He said, the spirit that left that body, that spirit of that, come back. What happened? All those pieces, they came back. This is not Bible, those days in Bible time. But this is in our own time, Benin City, Nigeria. The head came back. The lady came back alive. Hallelujah. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Before you can get to that realm, you have to give yourself to prayer. Men, and if you can wait. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go to our today's subject. Are you here? Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. This is the title I have for you today. Different kinds of prayer. We have united prayers. We have prayer of commitment. We are praying with tongues. And the prayer of intersection and prayer of agreement. We cannot just combine them together like that. And it's like when people want to cast balloting, they put everything together and shake it down. No, it doesn't work that way. You have to do it according to Bible way, the way God taught us. But today, by the grace of God, I will be talking about praying with tongues. Hallelujah. Now, in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 8 to 10, vocal gifts and the gifts of tongue is the most prominent. Speaking with tongues is important to the believer, because tongues is a gateway into the supernatural. Praying in tongues is a gateway to the supernatural. I'm not going to give you my personal testimony. I have a series of testimonies. Because when you start praying in tongues, and you give yourself to praying in tongues, stay there and continue to pray. And let the Holy Spirit take hold of you. Because if you make yourself available, and say, Holy Spirit, I'm ready. I'm here. Don't be in haste. The Holy Spirit will come. He wants to use your body. God has raised you up to be an intercessor. God has raised you up to be a watchman. Hallelujah. Nothing is too hard for God. All things are possible to them who believe. Hallelujah. You don't have to just depend on the pastor to pray you through. No. God raised you up to pray through yourself. To be a sign, to be a wonder in your generation. Hallelujah. Just yesterday, a visitor that came and was testifying, our little children, grandchildren, how the Lord is visiting them, how they pray. It's challenging to me. The Lord came with his angels and was encouraging them that they should listen to their dad. Those things he's teaching them is good. Hallelujah. Now, it's not only the pastor that can see the Lord. Now, if you want to know whether he's the Lord or the angel of the Lord, ask whether they believe that the Lord came in the flesh. He came. He was born a human being. Now, let me quickly go through what I want to, because there's something I want to bring out, explain to you that way, encourage you. Because If you have something impossible before you, if you set a week in praying, night vigil for yourself, no, you don't have to wait for the church to declare what night vigil. Night vigil is praying through the night. I tell you, the answer will come. Or you go on 24 hours praying. No distraction. Put phone aside. Just shut it down and continue to pray until you get that result. The result will come. Hallelujah. God has raised us up and he has given you faith. Let's look at Jude 1:20. Jude 1:20. Not Judges. Jude. Just a single chapter. Okay. But ye beloved, build up yourselves on your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Ghost. The next verse. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. What did he say? He said, build up your most holy, your faith is holy. Build it up. By how? By praying in the Holy Ghost. Nobody can do that one for you. You yourself, God has given you Holy Spirit. And he said, you build up your most holy faith. Because God wants to use you when you don't even expect. Just a few days ago, I picked somebody from the airport. I gave him a tract. We started talking. And he learned to cancel it. Hallelujah. He said, do you need, you have a prayer request? He said, yes. He said, my wife cheated on me. I said, where's your wife now? He said, stay in the house there. You love your wife? He said, yes. Don't divorce your wife. Let's pray together. Hallelujah. And he goes to a church. I don't want to mention the name. Because they don't believe like us. When you have all holy, God gave it to you. Build it up to become a superman for God. Hallelujah. Now, because when you take time to build it up, it will work for you. Don't wait till when you need to pray. That is when you start praying. How do we pray? We learn how to pray. You listen to others by praying. As you continue to pray, it becomes a lifestyle. Most cases, when we come to church, that is when some people pray. Or when they want to go to bed, that is when they pray. Or when they want to eat their meal, that is when they pray. No, prayer should be a lifestyle. Hallelujah. When our brother visited us some time ago, he said, we went for visa. I didn't know Brother Tokumbo at that time. I didn't know. He was watching me. He said, I was praying in tongues. And he gave me the visa. Do you know, I didn't have all the requirements to get a visa. But he gave it to me. Hallelujah. Prayer will change things for you. The impossible will be made possible. Just last night, I saw a lot of immigrants running away, going through the border. Please pray for them. Those that God brought to this nation, God will preserve them, will make a way for them. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, in Acts chapter 2, verse 4. Now here he's talking about the evidence of receiving the Holy Ghost is tongues. You start speaking in tongues. Now what will, when you receive the praying tongues or a language of heaven, what will happen? It will enrich your life immeasurably. When you receive that language, it will enrich your life. Also, there's a private use of speaking in tongues. On your own, you can pray in tongues. At times, God can bring a message. It's not everybody that can bring a message in tongue. Hallelujah. And now, when a message is coming in tongue, another one is not supposed to be speaking. Because you feel the atmosphere, the anointing. that this one is different. This is a message. And you give room for the interpretation. And there is a public use of speaking in tongues and public assembly or group. Other words, there is a difference in purpose we use between simply speaking with tongues in one's private devotion and ministering tongue in public assembly or group. In the name of Jesus, that is what we would do. Now, the Lord told the people, let's look at Luke chapter 11. The disciples came to him, said, "Teach us how to pray." You will see in that place, or even in the Bible, you will not see where the disciples or the apostles asked the Lord Jesus Christ, "Teach us how to preach." He said, "Teach us how to pray, even as," let's read it. "It came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of the disciples said unto him, 'Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples.'" Then he now gave a tabulation, what we call the Lord's Prayer. Now, if you check the Lord's Prayer, the disciples did not repeat that prayer. Nowhere in the Bible. It's an outline how to talk to your Father. "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done." Hallelujah. Now he's taught them. Now, but let's see. Let me give you an example. Paul, who came in later, see how he prayed for the disciples or the converts in Ephesians church. Ephesians chapter 1. I want you to start praying that prayer for yourself. Just pray for me as you are there, so that I'll follow accordingly as I put things here. This is Ephesians chapter 1. I want you to look at verse 16. "Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers." This is Paul praying for his converts now. "I've heard testimonies of others who started practicing this. They prayed for themselves, and a lot of good things started happening." Hallelujah. Verse 17. "That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him." We need knowledge. We want the Lord to teach us and give you that spirit of knowledge. "And the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward me," or toward you that believe. You personalize this prayer when you are praying for yourself. You can pray for your daughter. You can pray for your son. You can pray for your husband. Husband, you can pray for your wife. "According to the working of his mighty power, which wrought in Christ, and when he raised him from the dead and set him on his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but that which is to come, and have put all things under his feet." How many things? So nothing is left. "And put all things under his feet." That is our Lord Jesus Christ, who are left captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now, this is a continuation of Jesus Christ's ministry. Jesus Christ is not here physically. He wants to use your body to minister to others. So you, as you pray this prayer, like a man of God, I've gone to glory now. He said, when he discovered that prayer, if you read that book, I Believe in Vision, you will see it there. Another one from India. So he said, God, if you can do this for a white man, you can do it for me. Do you know what God did? God answered this prayer for that Indian man. He goes to heaven often. He can be ministry. He will see the Lord will come. Pray this prayer for yourself. Hallelujah. Brethren, Jesus is coming soon. Take time to pray in tongues. Aggressively. Spend time. Don't rush. Don't allow the care of this life, the deceitfulness of riches, choke the word of God. No, don't give room to that. You know, I know you have to pay your bills. You have to pay your house rent or mortgage. Pay your car note. But give yourself to prayer. God will begin to give you secrets how to make extra money. Hallelujah. You know, when we were in secondary school, there's what they call expo. You remember? You get some questions before the time, expo. God can do expo for you. If you are a student, take time to pray in tongues. Say, Lord, this subject, I don't know much about it. Help me. God will give you secrets. Yeah, our pastor gave us a scripture in the book of was quoted this morning in Job. The Lord will begin to minister some secrets to your spirit concerning that subject. You will even know it deeper than other students. Hallelujah. It's not only Bible things only. God can be concerned about you because you love him. And God will come and visit you and begin to reveal secrets to you. Even before your friend will come, God will say, this your friend is coming. See, we are in that dimension now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me pause a bit. When we were holding fellowship in the primary school, in those days, there were no cell phones. Was there any? Do we have cell phones in those days? Even when I was over here, if I want to call my family, they will book with the family. They will be there and waiting for my call. In the 90s. But what I'm trying to drive at is this. I don't know how these people will know that we are holding fellowship. You see, they're coming from the university, Unibank, everywhere they are coming. Hallelujah. That God is restoring that again. When the Lord is talking you, go to this place. Go to this place. Go to this place. Go. I won't digress because there's something that came to my mind for me to share with you, but I won't go there. Hallelujah. Now, as you build up your most holy faith, it will graduate to something. Let me hurry. I want to go to Acts chapter 12. And let us see what happened here. Because these people were practicing worldly law to them. Remember, the Lord told them, don't leave Jerusalem until you receive the promise of the Father. What was that promise? He will baptize you with Holy Ghost and with fire. And God is still baptizing people. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 12. This is a good example. Acts chapter 12. I will take time to read it from my own Bible. Now, about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the church. And he killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. Don't forget that word. If you go downwards, you see they say Easter. It's unleavened bread, period. No Easter. Easter has nothing to do with Jesus at all. Hallelujah. Verse 4. And when he has apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers. And 16 soldiers. 16 for one person. He was not a criminal. And to bring out that person, Peter, it is impossible for anybody. But only God. But with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. 16 soldiers were guarding just one man. And some had it, tied themselves, a chain to him. But when the Lord started moving, what happened? An angel appeared. Now, brethren, when an angel wants to come to your house, does he need to use your cell phone call? I'm coming to your house. Will he? Do you need to open the door for him? And he will suddenly appear. Isn't it? That's what happened here. And Peter was asleep, deep sleep. That guy was not worried at all. Now, the main thing is that there was some group of brethren praying because when the Holy Ghost came, a lot of people were there when Jesus Christ ascended, but only 500 waited. And Mary was among them. And they were baptized. Now, they started practicing that one. Not just praying 5 minutes. When they discover the Herod came for Peter, it's not going to stop there. Unless something happens. And they continue to pray and pray. Probably for hours, for days, they were praying. In tongues, pray, 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 pray. Heaven came. An angel came and hit Peter. Get up. He said he thought he was in a dream or in a vision. And put on his sandals and started following him. Now, these things we experience today, when you go close to a door, it will open. That's what was happening there. Supernatural. The gates, series of gates were opening until they came to the street. Meanwhile, people were still praying. And the Holy Spirit told Peter, go to so place. And he got there, knocking, 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 knocking. Rhoda came. I heard the voice of Peter. And he told the people who were praying, no, that is not Peter. No, that is what baffled me here. Yeah, people pray. They didn't know that. Because that's not been done like that before. Brethren, when your result is on the door, don't disbelieve God. Believe and receive it with joy. Lift up your hand and begin to praise God. Hallelujah. So, it was later, reluctantly, it was Peter. And Peter left there and went to somewhere else. Hallelujah. This is a typical example that will give results when we pray. When we stay put. Don't leave. Stay there. The whole day. Pray, 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 pray. Until the answer comes. It might take 3 days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The God of the Bible is here today. He has not changed. Last time when I was seeing rains of fire, it didn't occur to me to ask Lord intensify that fire. Just like one time I was preaching in a rescue mission. On the corner, I saw a pillar of fire resting up. I didn't act. Please pray for me that I should know how to respond to what God is doing. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let me ask you a question. Can God still do this again today? You believe? With God, nothing shall be impossible. And all things are possible to them who believe. Are you a believer? Praise the Lord. Okay, let me leave that one and tell you something else. The Lord is good. Now, there's something here. You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, let's look at it from verse 45. 1 Corinthians 15. The Lord opened my eyes to see. I've been reading the scripture. First First Corinthians 15. Let us take it from 44. I want you to pay attention to some things here that I mentioned. It is sown a natural body. It is read a supernatural body. There's a natural body. There's a supernatural body or spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. So there are two Adams in this verse, isn't it? The first one, Garden of Eden. The other one came from above, Jesus Christ. What for? He came to buy us back. Adam sold us to the devil. It would take Adam to buy us back. So God became Adam. See here now. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Let's read further. 46. Howbeit, that was not the first which was spiritual. So the one of Garden of Eden was not spiritual. But that which is natural, that of Garden of Eden was natural. And afterward, that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. Is it in your Bible like that? Praise the Lord. Brother, is it written in your Bible like that? Okay, let's go further. Hallelujah. Let's see. Verse 48. As the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. As the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. Brethren, we'll be heavenly. Not when we get to heaven, now, even now, we'll be heavenly. Do you know you are a supernatural man? As many as received him, to them God gives power to become sons of God, even them that believe on his name. Hallelujah. That God is not inside of you. Is God inside of you? Jesus Christ has come to live you. Your body is now his temple. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. Who are the men? You. Hallelujah. Let's go further. There's something I want to bring out here. Verse 48. As the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. Let's skip that. 49. And as we have bore the image of the earthy, that is of Adam, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. The image of the heavenly. We are changed from glory to glory. Every day we are being changed. How is the changing taking place? As you eat the word, because the word of God is spirit, is life. As you are eating the word of God, you are eating the life of God. As you are meditating on the word of God, it's seeping down, going into every part of you. Hallelujah. There's no need for us to fear, but greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. See verse 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. We shall all be changed. Is the change taking place now? Okay, let me give you another scripture to help you to understand. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Second Corinthians. I want you to see something here. Hallelujah. This is what it says. Let's take it right from verse 17. Now the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, emancipation from bondage. But we all, with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory. Brethren, you are changing. You don't know. You are changing if you don't know. Amen. I remember when I was born again, 1975. As an altar boy, Catholic boy, I was still going to Catholic. But this time, I took my Bible. I was comparing what they were doing, what they were hearing with the Bible. Then I saw them selling inside the church. I used to do that as an altar boy. They give us bulletin and independence. I stood up in the midst of Sunday morning. I had this run to side in the church. People were looking at me. That was my last day. I didn't go back. Because there's a change. I discovered I was not my old man anymore. God started changing me. Changing me. And he's still changing me. To his likeness. Hallelujah. When God will finish with you, you will resemble Jesus in every ramification of your life. Hallelujah. Anger will not take you to heaven. Lust will not take you to heaven. Lying will not take you to heaven. All those things are stumbling blocks that the enemy has brought upon mankind. It came through Adam. We reject it now in the name of Jesus. Let me close with this one. Are you still here? Now let's go to Colossians. I didn't prepare to go that way, but it will bless your heart. This is Colossians chapter 3. This is what it says here. Verse 8. But now ye also put off all these anger. This is an admonition to you as a believer. I know you, because you will not change just like that. That you see in the computer. But it takes time. You have to play a part. Be willing to follow this God that is working on you. Put off all this. Put off anger. Put off wrath. Put off malice. Put off blasphemy. Put off fitty communication. People go to university to learn how to use fitty words. F word, B word. I carry them. I hear them talk. It's irritating. They are not mature. I can't say anything to them. But they will not cuss me out. Hallelujah. Verse 9 says, lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off. When you put off your garment, you don't need that garment again. You don't need to put it on. This old man, we put it off and put on Jesus. Be willing to put on Jesus. Act like Jesus when you go to school. Amen? Young boys, young men, please be careful. I was a young man before. My sister is there. We're in the same school. A lot of beautiful girls. Shining. Hallelujah. When I started that school, the one that was attractive to me, I go close, one of my classes, no, thanks for that teacher. I later discovered he was the one paying the school fees. He would come, he said, lab man or lab prefect. You know it's time to pay for the school fees of that girl. If I mention the name, sister will remember the name. Hallelujah. The Lord did not allow me to fornicate. Look, when you do that, you open up yourself for evil spirits to come. That is the easiest way they can come in. Your body is God's temple. Not for fornication, not for adultery. Praise the Lord. Not for lying, not for fighting. Hallelujah. Now let me try and bring this to a conclusion. Verse 10. I have put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created him. The Lord is renewing and keep renewing you. Let's go to verse 12. Put on, therefore, as elect of God, holy and beloved bowers of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. There's another scripture that says, ye that were sometime annihilated, enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now has he reconciled in the body of his flesh to present you holy, unblameable before him. That is God's goal. To present you unto himself holy, unblameable, unreprovable before him. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Brethren, prayer is a must. It's a lifestyle. Luke 18:1, men ought always to pray and not to faint. I admonish you, don't faint. Keep praying. Keep praying. Let me conclude with this one. Go to, after Jesus Christ instructed them, let's go to Luke chapter 24. Supposed to have started with that, but let me read it for you now. Luke 24. I will go to verse 47. And the repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem. Remember that word. Though they tarry that time, though we no need to tarry, but we can tarry. When you have not received the Holy Spirit, stay there. Say, Lord, it's a blessing you reserve for me, a promise. I will not leave you until you baptize me with the Holy Spirit. And key, stay there. Now the secret is in the book of Psalm 18, verse 10 or so. No, not 18. There he says, open your mouth wide, I will fill it. Fill you with what? Fill you with the Holy Spirit. You are God's temple that God wants to fill and use. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then I said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Now, if you read it, it didn't say these signs shall follow only the pastors, teachers, evangelists, apostles. It didn't say so. Let's look at it. Then we'll pray. Or is somebody need to receive the Holy Spirit? You will receive the Holy Spirit today. This is Mark chapter 15. Mark 15. No, 16, rather. 16, verse 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. You see now, it didn't narrow it down to only the apostles. He said, then that believe. Are you a believer? Okay. Sister, I still remember the testimony you gave. Hallelujah. Concerning that person that asked you. Yeah. You pray. And that blood problem was solved. If people come to you where you walk, it's not you, it's Jesus. What did he say? Lay hand on the sick. What did he say will happen? They will recover. Now, he didn't even say pray. He said, lay hand on the sick. Just say, in the name of Jesus, be healed. And leave the rest to the Lord. Will the Lord recover the person? Yes. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Jesus is coming soon. Now, my sister told me, my baby sister, she said, somebody told her that Jesus Christ was, rapture is going to take place November last year. Brethren, don't be carried away by that. If you are praying in tongues, you will know when the times is at the door. Spend time to pray. Continue praying in tongues. Pray even if hours upon hours you are in your car. Pray. And the Holy Spirit begin to make you to be sensitive to the dealings of God. And God will tell you what's going to happen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is coming soon. If you are praying in tongues, you'll be ready at all times for rapture. Not the one you pray 5 minutes. No. 30 minutes is not good enough. 1 hour is good. It's manageable. Hours upon hours. Hallelujah. I say, so I will not do my work. You will do your work. But your work will be easy as you give yourself to prayer. Now, is anyone among us today want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Jesus is here to baptize you. He's a baptizer. Hallelujah. Let us pray. If you want to receive baptism of the Holy Spirit, you are free to come. Thank you, Father, for today. Thank you for your word. Your word will not come back to you void. Lord, we bear the image of the earthly. Help us to bear the image of the heavenly. That heavenly ingredients, let it come upon us. That heavenly nature, when we hate sin with passion, let it rest upon us. That heavenly nature, that help us, oh Father, to live in that dimension and we hate sin with passion. Through the television, through even our phone, all those things, we hate it with passion. Because God's enemies are our enemies. What God hates, we hate. Help us to hate those things. Because you are coming for a church without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish. Anything, Lord, that is offensive to you in our life, burn it out, oh God. Purge it from our lives. And help us to resemble you in every area. And drive away religion out of our lives. Let it be relationship, not religion. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Abba Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you and keep you and cause his face to shine upon you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.